Okay, the boys side. Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the second wide line on the bottom of the Amud. And today we're going to have some very, very fascinating and interesting Agadata. Some of it is Agadata which is well known, and some which is less well known, but all very exciting. How do we get into this Agadata? You'll remember we learned in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to help a goy in building a basilica or a gardoim. Rashi back in the Mishnah said a garda means a beis mishpat, a place where you would go and prosecute so-called criminals. And the fear was that unfortunately often those criminals would be Jews who would be brought in on false accusations of this, that, or the other thing, and therefore don't help them in building those courtrooms. So Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Kishenitfas Reb Elezer. This Reb Elezer is the famous Reb Elezer ben Horkinus that you find throughout Shas. When he was Nitfas Leminus. Now this, without looking at Rashi, sounds very, very incredible. It sounds like Reb Elezer Chas HaShalom, he himself went off the derech, the first documented OTD person. However, Rashi says that's not what we mean. Cholila. What we mean is that Minim Tafsu. See, Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. Minim Tafsu L'Koyif L'Avodis Gechav. There were these bad guys, these Minim. Could be Minim, as we know, stands for Me'anshe or Me'tamide Yeshu Natsri. Could be these are the original Christians. And Me'kechapter Blezer, and they wanted to schlep him around to do Avodizar. And Reb Elezer, of course, refused. And what did they do? Halele Gardim Lidon. So they took him to the court, the Gardim, which we just spoke about, to go and be Danim. Hey, how come you're continuing to learn Torah? Why don't you go and join Christianity or heresy or whatever? Omaloi Oise Hegmon. Hegmon was the prosecutor or the judge, said to Reb Elezer, Zokin Sheikh Kamoischa, Yerishan Alta Altayid, Yasik Bidvorim Betalim Halolu. Why are you wasting your time in learning the Heilige Torah? You should go and jump ship and join our Narishkeit and our heresy, our Christianity, or whatever it happens to be. Omaloi, so Reb Elezer answered him, Neman Olai Hadayin. I have full faith and trust in the judge. Now, Kosover Oise Hegmon, so this prosecutor, or this judge, assumed Olav Oime, that Reb Elezer is addressing him and saying, oh, I have full faith in you, that you're going to do the right thing. And he was very impressed. However, the truth of the matter is, Reb Elezer v'hulei omer al kenegad Rav Shemayim. He's referring to the dying upstairs in Shemayim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu somehow is going to go and take care of it. Whatever's going to happen, kol mad de'ovid rachmon le'tav ovid, setzayin gut. Anyway, but he thought, this Hegmon thought, that Reb Elezer gave full faith to him. Omer loy hoyil, de'manzi alecha, since you gave me full faith, as a result, Dimus, Rashi says Dimus is the name of his Avodah Zarah, Petoirata, I'm pathering you, I'm absolving you, I find you innocent, Kenst Heimgein, the prosecution is over. Of course, Reb Elezer was happy. However, as we'll see in the Gemara, his happiness was tinged with a bit of sorrow. What was his sorrow? He was upset that he became a korban, that he had to be prosecuted for this minus business. The Gemara, of course, doesn't tell us, but for all we know, maybe Reb Elezer was in prison for a year or two, who knows? And maybe they unfortunately tortured him. Anyway, but he was quite upset, and the Gemara tells us, Kishabola Beisoy, when he came home, Nichasu Talmidav Etzle Lenachmai. All of his Talmidim came to go make him feel good and to console him and say, Reb Elezer, it can happen to anybody, and the Baruch Shem specially did it to you, so that you'd be a part of a Klal Yisrael, and we don't mean you, Cholila. They tried to go and say whatever they could say. L'kibel Olav Tanchumen, and he didn't accept all of their words of consolation. He felt that he's a psagzeirah min Hashemayim, and he was very bothered why Hashem was goyzer on him in this way. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, as you know, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Reb Elezer. He said, Rabbi, Tarsheni loyma dover echad mimashi l'manatani. Do me a favor, let me repeat to you something that I heard from you. Amar lo yamar nuzot. Amar lo Rabbi, shem minas baliyarcha benoacha. Maybe somebody shared with you a Devar Minus, Benoach, and you were happy with it. In other words, you smiled, you listened to it, and it found favor in your eyes. Because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you listened to Devar Minus, and you smiled, and you liked it. Because of that, you have to be prosecuted on Minus, on heresy. Maybe that's what happened. That's what Rabbi Kiva said to his Rebbe, the blessing. Amalois, Reb Lezer says now to his Talmud, Akiva, his Katani, you've now reminded me that the Taka was such a story. And the story is fascinating. I was going in the upper marketplace of the city of Tzipori. Tzipori is in the north of Eretz Yisrael, not far from Tveria. Umatzasi Echod. And I. Yeah, there's a city called Tzipori. No problem. Very good. Grab the Mor Megillah, there's a shal exactly what Tzipori was. Some say that Tveri itself was Tzipori. I guess whatever they have nowadays is taking another position. Regardless, more in the beginning of Megillah. But Matzasi Yechon, I found one person over there. As we'll see, this person was a Min, a heretic. The Yaakov Ishk Faris Lechani. His name was Yaakov Ishk Faris Lechani. Omali. So Yaakov came up with something brilliant. He said, "Kosh v'terascham." It says in the Torah, "Lo yisavi esn and zoynim chekelev beis Hashem lekecha lechol neida ki seyavas Hashem," which means, what happens if a person lives with a zayna and he paid the zayna her commission and he paid her not in money but giving her a shepsala, and now she brings that shepsala to the beis hamikdash for a carbon. Such a carbon is mius, it's detested, it's repulsive. So Freytiyat Yaakov Ishkvar Sechani, let's go and use it for Beis HaKisei. Now, we don't mean, of course, a Shepsala, because a Shepsala you can't use for Beis HaKisei. And the Gemara says that the only problem is the actual thing itself. In other words, if a Zoyna received money for a commission, for her maises nusra, for her service, so to speak, and with that she bought a behaima, that behaima would be muteris, could be used for a carbon, because it's got to be the actual esnan zoyna itself, not something which is a shinui, in other words, not a derivative of the esnan zoyna.
She couldn't give the actual dollar bills in, but she could give something that she bought with a dollar.
Exactly. The dollar bills that she received, or whatever currency she received, the rubles, or what have you, if she used that to go and buy a shepsel, that's all right. And the Gemara says, what's the reason why? Because it says, Ki seyavas Hashem lekecha gam shneyem. And the Gemara says, L'mayit shinuyeyem. That if you went and made a shinui from the original amount by converting it from money into shepselach. Here, apparently the payment of the service was that the man gave the zoyna building material. He gave her a bunch of bricks and a bunch of mortar and a bunch of wooden beams or whatever. So the question is, let's go and use that. We're not going to use it for a carbon, but let's use it for base kisa l'kayin gudl. And I, Reb Lezer, was silent when I heard this. So far, so good, no problem. But then he continued on. Amali, and now continues this min, this Yaakov ish kfar sechanya, and he says, kach li mandani. What does it say in the Pasuk? The Gemara now quotes a Pasuk, not from the Torah, a Pasuk from Micha. Ki me'esnan zoyna kubatsa, or kibatsa, it says on the side. That esnan zoyna yeshuvu, that something was collected in the form of esnan zoyna, and now it's being returned in the form of esnan zoyna. What does that mean? Me'esnan zoyna kibatsa mi mokam atinoifiz bo'u. They came from Wakim Tinoifis. In other words, this shepsel, or whatever was paid for her service, comes from a repulsive, detested act, Wakim Tinoifis. The Wakim Tinoifis Yaleichu, let it go now for a Wakim Tinoifis, let it go for the Beis HaKisei, which anyway is a place which has a foul odor and a foul smell, etc., etc. And therefore, based on this pasuk, it would make sense to go and use the funds, or use the building material, I should say, for purpose of building a Beis HaKisei. Now, of course, this is not a drush of Chazal. This is something that Yaakov Ish Kvar Sechanya thought up on his own, or he heard from his heretical rabbis. And said, Reb Lezer ben Ani Hadover, when I heard this, I started smiling. Sagitvot. Yeah, it's very nice. Al Yidezeh, because of that, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu summoned the Roman government to go and send police after me, to go and chat me, and try to make me into a real min, and to go and change me, and they prosecuted me, etc. If you're married to your match, you're close to the turn. I was even what it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Harchik me'alea darkecha, stay away from that derech. What is that referring to? Zum minus. That's referring to Avodah Zarah. Va'tikrav el pesach beisa zu harishus. And stay away from the government. Because if you get too close to the government, once they realize that you have money, then they're going to try to plunder and take away all of your money. There was another version of the same pasuk. Harchek mi'aleha darkech azu minus v'harishus. Go and stay away your derech from minus, as well as from the government. Tikra vil pesach beizes uzoina, stay away from a zayna. The kama, and how far should you stay away from a zayna? Amar chizdar b'amis, stay away for us. So this is the end of the first part of the story. And now we know why, says Reb Lezer, why I was chapped by the police, and why they tried to convert me, and why they prosecuted me, all because I listened to this shtickel Torah from this heretic, and I smiled, and therefore I deserve what I got. But now, the chayyah, the pasuk that he brought, it's a very nice pasuk, and the chayyah, what does the taka mean? Me esten zayna kubatza, that the esten zayna was collected from a place, but esten zayna yeshuva, and it's going to be returned. What does that mean? Rabbanan hay me esten zayna my darshu bay, how do they darshu in this pasuk? Kirav chiz the yamar of chiz the kol zayna she miskeres lebesoif, he soich heres. Shnemar u besidcha esnan, the esnan leinitan loch, u sehi lehefach. What is this pasuk all about? This pasuk is pasuk in Yecheskel, and what the pasuk is telling us is a zoyna initially is attractive to men, and men are willing to go and pay for the service of living with this zoyna. However, after a while, men become nimas in her, and she becomes the source of bezoyin and humiliation. A girl, absolutely no morals whatsoever. Agunish, I wouldn't even look at her. And now when she wants to live with a man, she's going to have to pay a man to go and live with her. And that's what the Gemara is telling us.
And the Gemara, which is very similar with the attribute to Yeshua Hanotri about Eson Zayna and using the money for the basic Kisai.
I don't remember specifically, but they had.
We did.
Zayit. So getting back to our Gemara now. So kol zoynish neskeres, any zoyna that freely allows herself to be hired for the service of znus, the b'soif at the end of days, he's soicheres. She has to pay others to live with her, because Rashi says she becomes so bezuya that nobody is interested in living with her unless she's willing to pay. If you'll pay, you know, fagelt, machet alles. Shenema. Exactly. So the Sidcha Esnan, initially we gave her the Esnan, but now the Esnan Loini Talach, no, we're no longer giving it to her, but rather Tila Hefach, and now it's Punk Faker, she's the one that's paying. Instead of being on the receiving end, she's now on the paying end. By the way, what takadaluch, are you allowed to go and use the Esnan Zoina to go and build this Pesa Kisei? On the surface, it looks like the Gemara rejected all of this, and even though Reb Lezer smiled afterwards, he had charata that he smiled, and it looks like that the whole thing is prohibited. Don't bring it in, you know, keep it out. However, the second Tosfos says that the emes in the ikra din, min ha-toira, you would be able to taka use the Esnan Zoyna for a Beis HaKisa. If you look at the second choices from the top, Ma'alas is Beis HaKisa, Kohen Gadol. Nira, the Lav Midiraisa Kaboy, the Peshita Deshari, it's certainly mutter. Why? To afilu rikum the Beis Kochi HaKadushim, Havashari, Ilav Rebuy the Kraf. If it wasn't for a special Rebuy of the Pasuk, it says Gam Shneyam, comes the special Rebuy, that asks rikum the Beis Kochi HaKadushim. Like it says, Beperek HaKadushim. Almidid the Harabayis, where did they make this Beis HaKisei for the Kohen Gadol? So you look at the top Rashi on the top of the Omid, the Kohen Gadol, Shapirish mi Beis HaLifnei Yoyim HaKippurim Lelishkas Behedrin, the 7 days, as we have in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma, that he has to live on the grounds of the Harabayis, V'shamo Yimisakin Lei Kol Tzorachav. Obviously they had to go and supply him with a bathroom. How can he live 7 days without a bathroom? And that was on the Harabayis itself. But it wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, but making it in the Harabayis, continuing back to the Toises, the Harabayis, Pshita Dushari, Tafilu Pora Im Ita Perakat Slomim Mikro the Beis Hashem, Prat Le Pora, Shein Abo Le Bayis. Pora Dumu we don't bring as a carbon the Bayis, we go and shecht it across the street, so to speak, on the Harazesim, facing the base of Midrash. So therefore, the whole din of Esna Zayna doesn't apply. And we'll see Mechim in Perikol Eslovim, but from this Toysis, it seems that if a person gave to a Zayna a Paraduma, holy cow, wow. And then she wanted to go and bring it for Paraduma, it would be permissible because it's not being brought Beis Hashem Lekech Lechomeda. So the Masa, we could have used the Esna and Zoyna to go and build the Beis HaKisei. The Tana on Reb Lezer was that he shouldn't have smiled when he heard this drasha from the heretic. Based on the original pasuk, is good. It's Mishka Beis Hashem Lekech Lechomeda. No problem. But since he liked this drasha about the Esna and Zoyna Kubatza, about Esna and Zoyna Yeshuvu, that was what was wrong, and that's why he unfortunately was taken by the police and by the Minim to be prosecuted. Right after the brackets, we said a moment ago that when it says in the pasuk "Val tikrav el beis al pesach beisa zu zoyna," and Rav Chizkiya said that means arba amois. Upligad Rapidos. Rapidos disagrees. Yom Rapidos. Yasatoyra el kreiva shel gili aroyis pulvar. There is no din that you have to go when you see a house and there's a big sign that this is a beis znus. You do not have to go and be marchi dal ramois. You can go right next to it. The only is in the Torah is Kravishul Gilearois Bulbar, the actual act. Shinemar Ish Ish al Koshe Besor le Sikri Vilagalis Erba, stay away from the actual Kir Vilagalis Erba. So what's the Rai of the Gemara? How do we know that Rav Dos is arguing with Rav Chizda of before? Because in both places it says Al Tikrav al Pesach Besa, and here it says Le Sikri Vilagalis Erba. So if Gemara, just like Rav Dos says, the only Isser of Kurva is the actual Gili Aroyas. Same thing here, the Gabi the Pasik. Tikra, Pesach Beisa means the actual Chas HaSholem living with the Zayna. There's no din of Arba Amis, and therefore he respectfully disagrees. Now the Gemara tells us a fascinating story. It's actually hair raising. Ula, ki hava osimi beirav, when Ula would come back from the Besmedrish, what would he do? He would go and kiss his sisters on their hands, on their hands. That means on their chests. Now, why would he go and kiss them? Surashi says that it was the derech when the Talmidim would come back from the shul or from the Besmedrish, that as soon as they came home, they would give a big kiss and a hug to their parents. Why? Presumably to show HaKadosh HaToiv and the Ahava that the children have for parents. Says Rabbi Yankov Emden, it appears from this Gemara that Ula had no parents, or the parents were, what do they call it today, a dysfunctional family. They weren't home, and it was the sisters that brought up Ula, and therefore to go and show his appreciation, instead of kissing the parents, he went and kissed his sister. But it says Beyodayu. So the Ravid says, since it says Beyodayu, and it doesn't say Yodayu, it says Bey Chadayu, it doesn't say Chadayu, it doesn't mean literally on the hands or on the chest, it means the bias of Beyodayu would mean on gloves, and Bey Chadayu would mean on the outside clothing. That's why it says Bey, instead of saying on the Chadayu or on the Yodayu. And that's what Uli used to do when he would come home from the Smedish. Now, this on the surface is not so funny. And the Gemara says that Upliya Dideya Didei, that the Emes, and this is a stira lechayer Ula on himself, the Yama Ula, Kreva Bi'alma Asur, that even a Kreva Bi'alma, even in other words, not living with your sister, but just getting too close to your sister is also Asur. Mishum Lech Lech Amr Nazira, Schor Schor, the Karmel Isikar, a very famous chazal, that tells a Nazir, there's nothing wrong with a Nazir walking through a vineyard, just as long as he doesn't drink any wine or he doesn't eat any grapes. However, a person who's a nazir, who walks through a vineyard, he could get a temptation. And he can get the tava to go and eat from those grapes. And therefore, Shoktun Zer Gemara, we tell the nazir, stay away from the camp. That's what Ula said to people, stay away from any aroyas. Stay away, be on the safe side. Well, Ula himself doesn't seem to have practiced what he preached, because he got very close to his sisters. So, Chabisl Shmer, the Gemara doesn't answer. However, Toys' answers, if you look at the Toys, says, towards the bottom, if he himself tells everybody else, don't, what about himself? Because he looked upon the sisters like a beam. The Gemara says in the beginning himself, that they were Tanoim, Amiroim, that would go and carry the kala on their back during the chasana, in other words, ran back and forth, just like they do by chasanim. And then some talmidim wanted to do it. And the Rebbe said, the reason why I'm able to do it is because I look at this as just being a yoke, as if there happens to be a piece of wood on my back, a beam. But you, Chevra, if you have the slightest tirurim, chas v'sholom, it's certainly awesome. So what the Gemara is telling us is that Ula was on the high Madrega, that as far as he's concerned, it's like kissing the wood, kissing this this wall. He had no emotional effect when he gave this kiss, and therefore everybody else is takasa. But for a person in his high Madrega, it was okay. Okay, next to Gemara. Now the next Tikkun Gemara is written in somewhat of a poetic fashion. We're talking about Aluka. Aluka L'Choyre is a reference to Gehenna. The Tosfos in the bottom says Tzvisl Shmer, because if you look in other Gemaras where it lists all the synonyms and all the names of Gehenna, we don't find the name Aluka. But nevertheless, that's how Pipashis Tosfos is referring to Gehenna. Okay, so what are we talking about Gehenna? By the way, an Aluka literally means a leech. A leech is what they used to call a bloodsucker. So this Aluka, this Gehenna, now why is Gehenna called like a leech? Zugim l'mafarshim, because just like a leech is supposed to extract the bad blood from the person, and then hopefully make him purify his blood, refine the blood. Also the Gehenna purifies and refines the individual by having him first go through the furnace of Gehenna, and then he can go to the Ganai. Anyway, the Gehenna has two daughters. We don't mean literally two daughters. We'll see what it means. What does it say? Shtei bonis, hav hav, give, give. Veitamar mai hav hav. What does this mean, give, give? Omar ukva, kol shtei bonis shetziakis megehenim. These two bonis are screaming out from Gehenim. For oimris, and they're saying, ba'oilum azeh, this is talking to people here on this world, hove, hove, give, give. What should you give? Uman ninhu, you should go and give minus, meaning that you should go and bring, says Rashi, takroivis lavoidezara, varishus, and you should go and give taxes and payments to the king. So therefore, these two daughters of the Gehenim are giving wonderful suggestions for people down here below, how to go and go off the derech, so to speak. They go and bring takroivis lavoidezara, and they splurge and give all their money away to the government. Oh, for sure. But apparently means over and above whatever the requirements are.
I don't think anybody has any problem with that.
This seems to be a very similar pshat. It's not that the two daughters of Tzayakas, but rather called Gehenim Tzayakas. Gehenim itself cries out, V'yoymeres. Hovu li shtei bonoi shetzayakas v'oymeres v'oylem hazeh. Bring me these two bonois, that they scream v'oylem hazeh. Hovei hovei, was the hovei hovei. Again, minus and rishus. Sheifait in the pasuk, kol bo'eha lo yeshuvun, all those that get attached to minus, to apikorsis, lo yeshuvin, they're not going to do tshuva, for the asigu or chayim, and therefore they are not going to be able to receive the paths of life. They didn't do tshuva. These are rishoyim. The rishoyim, of course, they're not going to get orchis chayim. So you want to call by lo yeshuvin, they're not going to do tshuva. The im yeshuva, and if rarely. And the exceptional person will do tshuva, le'yasig or chayim, he is not going to continue to live on this world. Why? Remember to call a poydish minus, mayas. After the person does tshuva from minus, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will remove him from this world. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu remove him from this world? To give him a full kapar. He did tshuva on this world, and now misa mimarekis, misa mechaperis, and now we have a package deal, and the person dies. Frankly, more, you're telling me kol apoyrish min minus ma'ayis v'ahida soy lekam made Rav Chizda. There was a woman that came in front of Rav Chizda. The Armelein, she said to Rav Chizda, I am no groyser revitzin, I'm no groyser tzadakis. To the contrary, kalish abakalis, one of my light averis, one of my light averis, horses of b'nar kotan mi b'nar godl. I, this woman, lived with my older son, right. And guess what? And produced a younger son. Not a very nice lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. Rashi brings in Chumash, Agabi Esav, and Agabi all those to all Mamzerim. Anyway, so this is what she said, Kalash Bekalas. The Yom of Rav Chizda said, let's go and prepare Tachrichim for her, because presumably she's going to die shortly. And they talk about prepare the Tachrichim, they call the Chabad Kedisha. Veloi Mesa, and she did not die after all. Says Yimar, since it says that she did the small things are living with her son, presumably what's the Chaymer Sheba Chamurais? Presumably that she became a Bas Avodah Zarah, that she went off the derech totally, a real OTD, that she converted and she gishmat. If that's the case, if she is now coming to Rav Chisda and she's doing tshuva on her masim roim, including the minus, so why taka didn't she die? That's why Rav Chisda said prepared at achrichim, she didn't die. Every marahuda lehadra bashaper, she didn't do a full fledged proper tshuva. Had she done a full fledged tshuva, then Kadosh Baruch would say, okay, the tshuva is great. Now let's kill the person. Let's remove him from this world. And then the tshuva together with Misa, that will be mechaperes, and the person will have a schus, a right to go into Olam Haba. However, she didn't do the proper tshuva, then you got to stay in this world to mutzitzach until you do a proper tshuva. Ikriyami, there was another version of the story. And first were medayik. Since it says, kola poirish miminus mayis, it's mash miminus en, mevera loy. You only die if you do tshuva from minus, but not if you do tshuva from aveira. From aveira means kili aroyes. This woman that came in front of Rav Chisda, and she poured out her heart, and she said about the kalish of the kalois. The Amalei Rav Chisda, said, "Zevilo zavdasa, go and prepare tachrichim." And according to this, ikeli amri umesa, and she taka did die. The first version was she didn't die. The second version was that she did die. Why did she die? Didn't you just say miminus in me avera loy, that if a person does tshuva from averus and gilei aroyes, you don't die. It's only by minus you die, but not over here by avera. Every mar midika amra kalish bekalis, just like we said in the first version that she bragged, so to speak, that nebuch the light averus were that she lived together with her son. Mechal de minus nami aviva, and therefore the reason why she died was not because of the avera. She died because of the minus, since she had both the minus and the aveira. The tira, her dying, had to do with the minus and not with the aveira. Frankly, my aveira loy, are you telling me that when a person does tshuva from an aveira, the person doesn't die? Vatanya, and now we have a very, very famous story of Reb Loza ben Duraya. What's the story about Reb Loza ben Dodaya? It's a very, very moving story. Amr Olav Reb Loza ben Dodaya. Shlohi niach zoyna achas ba'olam shlohi ba'olea. Any zoyna that he heard about, he lived with her. I think it's Bianca Bemden or one of the other Mepharshim says in the back, we don't mean that he actually lives with every single zoyna. And maybe a zoyna in South Africa or Australia, every single zoyna. He meant any zoyna that was Mepharshim that he, Reb Loza ben Dodaya, had heard of, he made sure to go and live with that zayin. If he didn't hear, he didn't hear. So any zayin that he heard about, he went and lived with her. Pam achas shomesh yizayin achas bekrachei yam. He heard that there's a zayin out in the inslin. Inslin means the islands. Voice in the telus kissed dinrin v'schar. She was apparently so attractive that men were willing to go and give a gan sabat, a whole wallet full of dinrin for her service. So what did Reb Loza ben Dodaya do? Notel kissed dinrin. He took such a wallet full of dinrin. V'halach. The over Aleah Shivin Horus. He went 70s, can you imagine? Now, he finally comes to the Zayna, and they are ready to go and do Tashmish. Bishas Hergul Dover, Rashi says Hergul Dover is just a nice way of saying Tashmish. They're ready to engage in this illicit activity. Heificha, she let out ear from down below. Omra, and now she said to Reb Loza ben Dodaya, you know why I let out that ear? I'm letting you know, just like when you let out air, it doesn't go back in. It stays out until it dissipates, but it doesn't return. You are stuck. You're going to be in Gehenna for the rest of your life. You will never, ever, ever be able to do tshuva. Reb Loza ben Dodaya took this very, very seriously. He sat down between two huge mountains and valleys and hills, all the rest. Omar Horamuk Voice Pakshulai Rachman. Please do me a favor, go to the Kisei Kovet and ask Rachmanis for me. Omar Loyan, they said to him, Ad Shaanu Mavakshim Alech and Mavakish Alasmena. We got our own problems. She never said in the Pasuk, Ha Horam Yamushu Vag Voice Timutana, that the Horam themselves are not so stable that they and the Gvoice can collapse. And therefore we got to worry about our own issues. So he said, Omer Shemayim Ba'aretz Bakshu Elay Rachman, Kol Mi Bavakish Al Mi. Omer Ach Anu Bavakish Malecha Nevakish Al Esmeinu Shnema, Ki Shemayim Ki Oshin Nimlochu, Ba'aretz Ki Beged Tivla. The Shemayim itself is likely to be like Oshin, like just smoke. In other words, the whole Shemayim can go up in smoke in a second. And the Oretz is like a Beged Tivla that it can wither out like an old Beged. Omer Chama Levona Bakshu Elay Rachman. Okay, please, sun and moon, be Mevakish Rachman. That the Levona and the Chama both are embarrassed with their situation, and therefore they say we have to mevakish on ourselves. The whole constellations up in heavens, the Namaku could all disintegrate, deteriorate, melt, go away. So we got to be mispalled for ourselves.
What are their shortcomings?
Sorry, what are the shortcomings? It's Omar. So now says the Elozim in the Daya, in the Dover totally Elabi. I see from this that I'm the one that's responsible. Nobody else is going to save me. I got to save myself. In Yichroisha ben Birkov, he put down his head between his two knees. The Gobbachin, he started crying and crying and crying. Until never he passed away. Yotze Basko, the Omar, Elozim in the Daya, Mezum, the Chayel, and Abba. He's going to have a chek on Mabah, and the tshuva taka helped. Frank Diemara, fascinating story. Why did we bring it? V'hocha b'aveira hava. Umis, this wasn't a case of minus, it was a case of aveira. In other words, gili aroyas. And after the tshuva, he died. Didn't we say before, only kredish ha-pedish mi minus, the halacha is misa almost instantaneously, but not by aveira. After Diemara hasem nami, kim de ovik batuva, kim minus damia. There are levels of aveira. Some a person does one aveira of gili aroyas. It's bad. It's terrible. But that doesn't rise to the level of being an apikoyris, of going and leaving the faith and becoming and doing shmat. However, here we're talking about this fellow who excelled in this gili aroyas. He went over seven seas to go and meet this and to live with this zayna. Kim de ovik batuva. Ovik means that he was so attached to this aveira. This, he gets accelerated and escalated as if it's a mice minus. What's aloha minus? The person dies. Baruch Rabbi the Omar, Rabbi started crying and he said, some against them, they have to work at it to go and be koina oilam haba. And this fellow, Lot ben Dodaya, in this 1 hour of crying and crying and pouring his heart out, he was oicha to oilam haba. The Omar Rabbi, you know, it's ironic, says Rabbi. Not only do we accept the Bali Tshuva, Elishikoyan Oysan Rabbi, after all, this is Eloza ben Dodai. He was not a choshev person. He was a professional zoneh that lived with every zonah. He didn't deserve to be given an aliyah in a besmedish. He didn't deserve that we should even allow into the besmedish. Hazah, no goodnik. And because he did tshuva, he now gets the title of Reb Elozim ben Dodaya, and the Bali Musha Zhong. The reason why he got this name is because he's the Rebbe to teach us the importance of tshuva. We can learn from this Elozim ben Dodaya, no matter how far you are from the Torah and from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, tshuva always works. He taught us this halacha. Okay, the Gemara tells us now a similar story. The Chanina of Rabbi Yonasan Abkazi Ba'arch. The Chanina of Rabbi Yonasan were walking down the street. Matala no Trei Shvili. They come to a fork in the road. Chad Patzi Apischa Davoy Schachom, Chad Patzi Apischa Davoy Zoynas. Both Shvilim were bad. One of them had a big Avoy Zara place. The other one had a base Znus. Which Shvil should we go? It's Amalei Chad Lechavei, so one said to the other, let's go through the one that has the trace of Avodah Zarah, because I'm not really nervous about that. Says Yimor, the Nochas Yitzray. What's the Nochas Yitzray? The top Toises tells us, like we learned in the Mesechtes, that Toises, top Rashi tells us, like we learned in the Mesechtes, Sanhedrin. Says the object means like Doilo, Mavakish, Rachmim, and they eventually were able to go and shecht that fox or whatever that was running through the base of Mikdash, which was symbolic of the Yitzhara for Minus, for Apikorsis, Avodah Zarah. Since he was Geshachtin, we have lost there for the whole Taiva for Avodah Zarah. For most of us, the whole thing is incomprehensible. avoid a statue, an idol, gunish mit gunish. Balpar, you should go and defecate in front. Marculius, you should go and throw stones. The whole thing is so incredible that they had a tremendous tava which could Baruch Hu that she gets a doyle destroyed. So therefore, let's go by that. I don't have to worry. The other one said, Nezel HaPischa de Bezainus. No, let's go on the other route. We should go and be Meskaber on our Yetzahara. Mekabel Agra, and therefore we're going to be Mekabel Schar. In other words, going on the route where there's the Grace of Avodah Zarah, no big Schar because we don't have the Taiva for it anyway. Let's go next to the basis. Notice, there we have a Grace of Taiva, we're going to go and get Schar for being Meskaber on our Yetzahara. Kimoto Hasam Mitaka went on that Shvil, Chazimul the Zoinois. They saw the Zionists, and the Zionists saw them. Iskanol mikamayu, and the Zionists now went back into their rooms, back into their Rashi said the kubais, the kubasan, back into their oil, and they left the street in front of these great two sages. So he was successful. Amaleisa. Now the other sage said to him, where did you take this from? This was a brilliant idea. Amaleisa chdu apasik mezima tishmar alach tvuna tintrecha. What does this mean? What does this mezima mean? Ilema toira dechsev ba zima umetargim minan atzas chatoim uksev hifli eitza higdil tushia ihochi zima mabayle. In other words, the Gemara learns in the Havamina that mezima is referring to the toira. If a person is a grace of Baal toira like these two great sages of Yonasan together with Reb Chanina, if you happen to be on that madrega, the mezima, the toira, is tishma. Tishma Allah. It's going to go and protect you. Now, where do we see that zima means toira? So the Gemara said, we don't really see that zima means toira, but we do have the word zima. Zima is in the case of the aroyas. Shara hena zima hi. And therefore, what does zima mean? So the Gemara says, if you look in Targum Unklus, it says, atzas chatoi. Rashi says the word chatoim is really not in the pasuk. That's the unkelis adds the word chatoim to make it so it should make sense. So therefore, what does the real zima really mean? It means eitzah. Eitzah means counsel. Where do you get counsel from? You get from the Torah. Hifli eitzah, higdul tushia. The Torah is so great, it gives you so much eitzah, so much counsel. And therefore, mezima, referring to counsel, referring to Torah, tishmalach, that's what's going to go and protect you. Frankly, more if that's the case, why did it say mizima? Why didn't it go and say zima tishmaralach? If the Mahachik Omar, midvar zima tishmalacha, toira tinsrecha. What does Gemara mean? The word zima doesn't mean toira. The word zima over here means shara, heina, zima, here means aveira. It means gili arroyas. Right, exactly right. Exactly right. And if what is Gemara learning? Mizima, from zima. Tishmar Allah Tvuna. Tvuna is referring to the Torah. If you learn the Torah, which is full of Chochmah and Bina, it will give you Shmira from Zima, from the Shara Heina Zimahi, from Chas HaSholem, any problems of Zima, of Dvar Aveda, of Gilead Rise. Tanabar.
One question.
Yes.
Isn't there a cloud which should avoid situations of Taiva?
Yeah, 100%.
Here, if a cat, you went into it.
Yeah.
But no choice, is there only about the Zara?
No, but
the most one,
he's
saying that they're better with more
sign.
Trying to avoid that, trying to lessen the
sign. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the Taptoises, Taptoises says something which is important even for us. A person should stay away from Avodah Zarah as much as he can. Because we learned in the Amar Aleph, Al Tikra of a Pesach Beisa. The fact that he preferred going on the route with the Beis Oynes rather than going on the route of Avodas Chacham is telling you stay away from Avodas Chacham as much as possible. If you remember the Melech Tzerebe Zatzal, who used to live here on 90th Street, when he would come here to 91st Street, he didn't walk on our side of Western Avenue. He would cross over to the other side.
What was this?
The Melech Tzerebe, the Rebbe of Melech. He had a Bais Medrash on 90th Street. Many, many years ago, the Bais Medrash closed about 45 years ago. Anyway, there are many people that today don't go underneath the awning when they're passing the church here on the corner of 91st Street. But he didn't just go and stay away from the awning. He went all the way to the other side of the street. He never went on this side of the street because he didn't want to walk in the Dalai Lamas of Avodah Zarah. He stayed away from Avodah Zarah as much as possible. Kishenitzvesu Rav Loza ben Part of Rav Chanina ben Trajan. Rav Loza ben Part and Rav Chanina ben Trajan are both Nebuch imprisoned, and they're being prosecuted. So only Rav Loza ben Part of Rav Chanina ben Trajan. So Rav Loza says to Rav Chanina, Ashrecha, oh, you have great merit. Shenfas al dovarecha. There's only one charge against you. Oili Nebuch, what was the mission at Fasti al Chamisha Dvarim? There are five charges against me, and I'm afraid it's going to be Tzuris. Amir Reb Chanina said to Blozer Meparta, Ashrech Shin Fasti al Chamisha Dvarim Vata Nitzel. Don't worry, you're going to be saved. Oili Shin Fasti al Dvarecha of any Nitzel. Unfortunately, I will not be saved. How do I know that you'll be saved and not me? Sha'ata Sakta Bateira Beginus Chasodim. You weren't only learning Torah, but you did chesed for other people. Vani and I, Reb Chanina, liyasakti elibatir bubat. I only did Torah, 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 but I didn't do chesed. Ukiravuna, the Amravuna, koloisik batir bubat. Toime kemisha in the elika. Whoever just does Torah and doesn't do chesed, chasashom, it's as if he doesn't have a God. Shnemar, the Yom Ram Yisrael, leloy elike emes. And the pasuk continues on, uleloy Torah. That's the end of pasuk in number 4. Yom Ram Yisrael, elike emes. And therefore the Gemara is telling us is that if a person does not, if he only engages in Torah and he doesn't engage in Gemilas Chasadim, then it's Gunish Mikunish, he doesn't even have Lekeemes, he doesn't have Kemish Eimle Yeleka. The Gemara, my Lekeemes, Kaloisi B'Torah B'Vadim and Kemish Eimle Yeleka. Freit Yimara, the Gemilas Chasadim Leosak, you're telling me Reb Chanina was not Oisik and Chesed, but Tanya Stoba Braisa. The blaze of Yaakov Omer, Leitin Odom Oisim Lanikish Tzedakam Kim Muna Olaf Tamut Chochim Kim Chanina Ben Trajan. If you want to give money to a Gabbai Tzedakah or to an organization, make sure whoever is in charge, whoever the Gabbai is, that he has a sterling reputation for honesty and integrity, like Reb Chanina Ben Trajan. Oh, so Lechayda we see Reb Chanina Ben Trajan was a grace of Gabbai Tzedakah. So you went, no. Hemnu Hu Davin Mehemun Neveli Ovad. All this price is saying is, says Blizim and Yaakov, if you want to give money to Tzedakah and you want to make sure that it's going to go taka to the right account and the right cause, make sure that the person who's collecting is a person like Reb Chanina ben Trajan. But not that Reb Chanina ben Trajan was a Gabbai Tzedakah. Rather, just make sure that you have someone who has that reputation of honesty and integrity. Ah, pray to Yomara Vatanya. You're telling me that he didn't do chesed to a brisa. Om Maloi, said Reb Chanina ben Trajan, Moishel Purim nischalfu li v'moishel tzedakah. I received some money for the aniyim for purposes of Sudas Purim, and I also received other funds for Moishel tzedakah, and unfortunately I got mixed up, nischalfu, v'chivaktum l'aniyim, and instead of giving these Moishel Purim for Sudas Purim, on Purim, instead I give this for regular tzedakah. And therefore, so I see then obviously he was in charge of being a Gabbai Tzedakah. What are you telling me he didn't do Tzedakah? So Timur, you're right. Reb Chanina ben Trajan was Taka Gabbai Tzedakah. Me'evid Ovad, he Taka did. Kedaboy Leili Ovad, but Reb Chanina ben Trajan is saying about himself, I could have done more, therefore that is my shortcoming, and therefore unfortunately I will be prosecuted, but you're a beloved part, you're going to get off. Okay. So they schlepped the Blozer ben Parta in front of the prosecutor, and they had five claims, five charges against him. The first two. My time of Tanisa or my time of Gunafta. Why did you continue learning Torah? You know that you're not allowed to. The Romans were Goyzer, the Yidden are not allowed to be Oisik Batayra. So why did you Tanisa? Why did you learn? Or my time of Gunafta, and why did you steal? Of course, this was fabricated, but that's what they asked. So he answered and said, these two together are wholly inconsistent. This is an oxymoron. Isaifa lo isafra, vi isafra lo isaifa. Make up your mind. If my weapon is a saifa means a sword, lo isafra, then I'm not learning Torah, because a Talmud Chacham's weapons is his Torah. Vi isafra, and if you're claiming and accusing me of learning Torah, lo isaifa, then I don't have swords, you know. The two just don't go together. Obviously these two charges are fabricated. One of them obviously doesn't make sense. Either I'm a Saif or a Safra, but not both. And since one of them doesn't make sense, therefore both of them don't make sense. They're both fabricated, and therefore dismiss both charges. Okay, let's go on to charge number 3. Everybody called you Rebbe. Obviously, therefore, you are teaching Torah. You're not allowed to teach Torah. And therefore, that's the third charge. And he responded, what do you mean? They call me Rebbe because Rabban Shel Tassim Ani. I'm not learning Torah. I just happen to be the grandmaster of all the weavers. And that's why they call me Rebbe. The master, not of Torah, but of weaving. Of course, all of that was fabricated. He didn't know anything about weaving. And they decided to go and test him. Well, you'll see in a moment. They brought him two spools of yarn, of thread. And Amrulay, they asked him, tell us which one is the chassis, which one is the erf. One is thicker than the other. So they wanted to test him to see if he's takas a master weaver that he said. What happened? There was a miracle. As Yaziburisa, a female bee came, Oisiva al the chassis. She sat nicely on the spool of thread of the chassis. Vasoy Zibura, and a male bee, Yosef al the arva, sat on the orev. Amalahus, he said now to them, Reb Lozim in part is now telling the prosecutors, "Hi, the shas vaydav. This is Shasin, this is Orev." Now, what difference does it make that it was a female bee or a male bee? Explains Rashi. That just like a female is always mekabel the zohar in a maisa tashmish, here too the Orev is mekabel the shasi when you are weaving. In other words, the Orev apparently is the one that's stationary. And you put in back and forth, a rain and a rose, you put in the chassis. And therefore, that's how we knew that this is chassis and this is orif. Otherwise, he knew nothing about weaving. Okay, let's go to claim number four. Amalei, my timely osis lebei avidon. Why didn't you go to bei avidon? This is bei avidon. So, Rashi, you look at the Gemara, Rashi right next to our Gemara. Bei avidon bai sheoichon v'shoisin lekovet avodis kechovim. This is a place where they made parties in honor of the avodis zara. And they do all different types of entertainment and all different types of tekroivis for the avodah zarah. And they also talk about all the expenses of this avodah zarah. And avodah zarah hasn't had a proper rehabilitation for the last few years. That maintenance has been falling to pieces. You see parts of it's cracking. We have to go and improve it, and we have to go and get money to go and help out this avodah zarah. Now, because the idol is going to collapse. Zok the Yemara Amalehem. He said, "You know why I didn't go to Beis Avidon? Because Zok in Hayisi, Ich bin shen an alter man. I'm already old. Masiyari Anir. I'm afraid. Shemitimasuni biragleichem." That there's going to be such a crowd in the Beis Avidon that they might trample over me, and Cholila, I'm not going to live. Every year you always hear when they go to Mecca, that up a few hundred people always die when they run, when they hear upset an attack, and hundreds of people die. So Amru, so they said, V'ara idna kamasabi isramis, come on, give me a break. Did you ever hear in your life that people in the Beis Avidon, that someone died, that one of the older people was Timasuni Raglecha? Guess what happens? Rach Nisa, there was a mess. Ahu Yoim on that very day, and Irmas Chatzaba, one elderly individual, was taka trampled by the crowd. Again, a mess. So, Gemara, now we're up to the fifth charge. The two charges were the Saif and the Safra. The third one was about the Rebbe. Fourth one about Beis Avidon. And the fifth one, my time, Kashavkas Avdach Lechayris. Why did you allow your Ebed go Lechayris? What's the problem with that? The problem with that is, to go and be moitzi avdel cheres, you have to go and put together ishtar shichrur. Ishtar shichrur is not only a financial document, it's a religious document, and you're not supposed to go and do religious documents today, because of the fact that it's minus, it's against the avodah zarah. You're not supposed to do any of that.
How could he be a slave?
Okay, that's a separate problem. The Gemara is not really addressing that problem. That's really a machloikis, I believe, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, when it says in the pasuk lo oilam v'hem ta'avoidu, where that in fact is a mitzvah say that you're not allowed to violate, or it's just a heter. You don't have to go and free them when the person is about to pass away, or he doesn't become free on his own. No, the Yerusha of the estate of the person that owned these abonim just continues on. But the Gemara is not addressing that. I think it's Rabbi Yankov Emden that says in the back of the Gemara that the Goyim didn't even know about that. What they were more concerned about is that he's engaging in something against their gezeros. They had decreed, don't do anything religious, and he's now preparing and signing a religious document. The religious document is the Shtar Shechrer, it's called Meshachar, his Eved. Amalu, so he answered, said, one of the Roman officers got up, to go and testify, no, it is Emes. And he was costumed, he was dressed as if he was one of the prominent ministers of the Malchus. And Amalain, he told that fellow, that Roman that was willing to go and testify, since there have been several nisim that have already happened, the masim with the male and the female bee, and the masim with the be'avidon, that this person was trampled, etc., etc. But now misachish nisim, you have nothing to worry about, there's going to be another ness for sure. And since there's going to be another ness, don't bother testifying. You're just going to show off your evil side, because you're not going to win. So don't bother testifying against your blusman pass. And this Roman witness didn't pay any attention, and come the Maimonu, he decided to stand up, and he's ready to testify against Reb Lozman and Parta that he freed his Eved with a Shtar Shechrer. Have a Ksiva Igrisa, they have a Kosin Nechashuve de Malchus, the Shadure Lebei Kesena. There was an important letter that was signed and written by the Chashuva Malchus, and they wanted to send it over to the office of the Kaiser. And of course, they didn't have, like we have today, FedEx and emails and all that. They had real live mail. So how did they go and do it? They didn't have the U.S. Post Office. So what do? They would have special messengers. They saw him standing up. They said, "Hey, you look like a wonderful shliach to go and take this letter to the Kaiser." They gave him the letter, and he couldn't testify. He left the courtroom to go and deliver the letter. And what happened? They gave the letter to that person. Elio Navi came now. Paski Arba Meya Parsi. He went and threw that potential witness 400 parsois away. Ozal, so therefore he went. And he did not return. So ultimately, no one testified against Reb Lozman Parta. Therefore, ultimately, Reb Lozman Parta was released, even though there were 5 charges against him. On the other hand, now they brought Rabbi Ben Chajin. Amulei, Amai Kosaskes Biaraisa. Why did you go and be Oisik and Torah? That was the only charge. Amulehu Kasher Tzivani Hashem Lekoi. That's what Hashem told me, and that's my mitzvah, and that's what I'm going to do. And Miyad. And therefore, they decided to go and punish him. And Miyad Hashem, we're going to continue right to tomorrow in the story of Rabbi Ben Chajin.